Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, by the way. I've got something I want to remind you about. Small business lessons from big business mistakes. These are big business mistakes that I've observed that I think you and I can learn from. And I'm going to do it by telling you a story. Not too long ago, I was looking for someone, a young man who's the son of a friend of mine. I was looking for him for a different reason, not a business reason. And I knew he worked for a local national company, a local branch of a national company. So I went online to try to find their number, and I didn't find it. A local number. I even picked up the phone book. I know you millennials, you don't even know what that is, right? But I picked up the phone book because, you know, phone books still have business numbers in them, right? So I picked that up, and sure enough, there it was, just like online. There was the number for the company, but it didn't give me the local branch. It didn't give me the local office. I could not get a number for that rang into the local office. And can you believe that? I'm not making this up. So here's a lesson one, folks. Don't create barriers to customers. Even if you think you don't have any barriers, look anyway. Look around your business anyway. You might have barriers. You probably do. I probably do. You need to ask folks, ask employees, ask customers to help you find them. See if you can find those barriers. Ask your customers, seriously, say, are there any policies or anything else, any barriers that we put up that get in our way of serving you? Ask your employees what customers are telling them, because they might not be relaying that information back to you. So don't create barriers for customers. This big company created a barrier for me. What if I wanted to do business with them? I didn't. But what if I did? They didn't know that. So undaunted, I finally acquired the local number. And by the way, they have one. They had a local number, but it just wasn't published. So I finally got it. I was able to find it, how to get it. But the person who answered said my friend, who was in sales, had been terminated. He was laid off. It turns out the publicly traded CEO of that company was in front of Wall Street analysts explaining why his company was losing money. They were failing, and the Wall Street analysts in their 90-day conference call, they didn't like that. And so what did he do? He said, I can fix this. I'm going to lay off 2,000 people. I'll get profits back up. I'll lay off 2,000 people. It didn't occur to him to get sales up. It occurred to him to lay off people. So they laid off 2,000 people. Never mind how valuable those employees were that they cut off and how much it would hurt the company's long-term performance. It was the quickest way to increase profits, cutting off payroll. How about that? Lesson two, performance goals are important for planning, but customers don't always buy on your schedule. Don't let short-term expense pressures cost you sales or worse, long-term customer relationships. When you lay off 2,000 people with the back of your hand like this guy did, this publicly traded CEO, there's no way that didn't affect customer relationships. So he did it, though, to drive short-term profit. And it failed, of course. I learned that my friend had taken a job he had been a top producer at the company, I should say, but since he was the last one hired, he was the first one they let go. They actually let go one of the top performers because he was the last one hired. But guess what? He's no longer a payroll drain on that company, but he became one of their top competitors, who quick when one of their competitors quickly snapped him up. He was a winner, and one of this company's competitors snapped him right up. Now he's competing against them. How about that disaster, right? Lesson three, in the 21st century, seniority doesn't trump performance. So, what if this big business CEO had simply installed a phone system that made sure customers could connect to his local offices? How about that? If all he had done is just installed a phone system or published a local number, the answer is my friend and 2,000 other people would not have been fired. And who knows, by simply eliminating one customer barrier, maybe by putting in a phone system, he not only wouldn't have had to lay off 2,000 people, but he might have had to actually hire new people to take care of the new business. How about that? That's the way you and I think, isn't it? Lesson four. How you run your business, including people, systems, technology, and policies, is not more important than the fast-evolving expectations of your customers and your prospects. This big business customer, by the way, this big business company, I should say, by the way, has taught us, had taught us these valuable lessons. Guess what? That business is no longer in business. It doesn't exist in the universe anymore. It's gone. Big surprise, right? That kind of thinking, I'm losing money, the pressure's against me to improve my profits. I'll lay some people off instead of I'll invest and see if we got any barriers. See if there's anything in our way. Folks, make sure that if you're not performing, if your business isn't performing, you know what? It's probably not because you got too much payroll. It's probably because you don't know what your customers want from you and they're not coming back. Or new customers aren't finding you because you put up barriers. You put up things in the way. Get rid of barriers. Find out what customers want. Their expectations are evolving rapidly, breathtakingly. But you don't have a choice, my friends. You can't lay off everybody. Well, this guy actually did. He wound up laying off everybody because the company's gone. All because of the way he thought about how to make a profit. My dad told me a long time ago on the farm, you can't starve a profit out of your livestock. You got to invest in them. You got to feed them. Think about, if you think you don't have customer barriers, you might want to think again. That CEO, that corporate CEO, he didn't think he did either. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Baby, on a hard day's night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.